The Gemara on the bottom of Daf Lamed Amud Aleph brings down the Braisa, which discusses the Isser of Talmud Torah and Tisha B'Av. And there's a machlokes about this. Shaila, what exactly the Girsa is? I'm going to read the Braisa according to the Girsa of the Rif and the Rush, which according to the Gra. The Gra says this is the correct Girsa. So the Braisa starts off that a person on Tisha B'Av is Asa Lukas B'Tarim Nevi Meksuvim Lashas B'Mishnah. Basically, any Limud HaTorah is aser, aval kairahu b'makom shein ragel likrois, v'shaina b'makom shein ragel lishnois. You are allowed to learn something which you never learned before, something new, because there's a tsar in learning that, and therefore that would be mutter. And also there's a hatav v'kairah b'kinos v'iyov v'dvarim harayim sh'behirmiya. You're also allowed to learn dvarim harayim, because that brings atzvus, and therefore that would be mutter. This is the girsa of the Rishonim. Tinakish Beis Rabban, children are allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av, according to Rameir, the Shishita is Rameir. So Rameir Shita is that you're not allowed to learn any Torah because B'Kud Yisharim Yisam Chalev brings a Simcha. You are allowed to learn something new which you never learned before because you're not Ragil and it's going to cause you Tsar. You're allowed to learn Dvarim HaRayim. And Tinakish, children are also allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av as well, because Pasha says they don't feel the Simcha. That's Shita Sermeir. Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Huda says, Afin Okar B'machim Shana Ragil Likreis. You are not allowed to learn something you never learned before. He does not agree with that Heter of learning something new. Aval Karehu Be'iv V'Kinesu Dvarim HaRayim Shemiyirmiya. But he does agree with the Heter of Dvarim HaRayim. You're allowed to learn Dvarim HaRayim on Tisha B'Av. The Tinakish Beis Rabban B'Teilim Bay and Tinakish Beis Rabban are Batal on Tisha B'Av. In other words, Tinakish Beis Rabban are not allowed to learn Mishim Shinamer, B'Kuda Hashem Shinamer, Sam Chelev. So he disagrees on Tinakis as well, that they're not allowed to learn. So what comes out from this Maisa is that everyone agrees the regular Limud HaTorah is Aser on Tisha B'Av. Everyone agrees that Dvarim HaRayim is Mutter. You're allowed to learn Dvarim HaRayim. Anything which is sad, anything that's with a Churban or a Piranius would be Mutter on Tisha B'Av because that does not bring Simcha. But the Machlokes is about two things. There's two things that Rameir and Rabbi Yehuda disagree about. Number one, Rameir holds you're allowed to learn Malkum Shein Ragel Likra, something new which you never learned before. You are allowed to learn because that brings a Tsar. And Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and he says you're not allowed to learn something new. And number two, Rameir holds that Tinak Yishu Beis Rabban, children under Bar Mitzvah are allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av because they have a Tsar. But Rabbi Yehuda holds they're not allowed to. He holds Tinak Yishu Beis Rabban, not B'Teilim Bay. So the two Machlokesim are, number one, you learn something new, and number two, are children allowed to learn. And the Shaila is, what is the beer in the Machlokes of Rabbi Yehuda? What's the aside of the Machlokes, Lagabi these two dinim, Lagabi children learning, and Lagabi learning something new which you never learned before? And I want to be mazza this, but behechtem a kasha that the Taz asks. The Taz is bothered. He says he doesn't understand Shittas Rabbi Yehuda that says you're not allowed to learn something new. Rameir says you're allowed to learn something new, a davar which is not rugged liquid. Why is like Rashi dekem d'liyad? It's like tzaira. Since you don't know it, it's hard, it's difficult to learn something new for the first time. You have tzar, and therefore it's mutter. So he says if it's true that there's tzar, why would it be able to hold its aser? Right? It's not going to be they're not having a machlagis of mitzias. Is there tzar when you learn something new or not? So why lefir behuda? Is it not mutter if you have tzar? Now, you can't tell me the Rebbe holds it even though you have tzar, but there's also simcha involved, and therefore you can't rely on the tzar when you have simcha, because Rebbe himself says you're allowed to learn dvarim harayim. You are allowed to learn things that are sad. So we see that when there's tzar, the tzar is mevatel simcha and it's mutter. So what's the chilik between dvarim harayim and makom shenu agel likrois? Why does Rebbe hold the dvarim harayim? You could learn on Tisha B'Av, that everyone agrees to. When it comes to ein agel likrois, he holds you're not allowed to. L'char you have a tzar and it should be mutter. Another hara, another kasha that Taz asks is on this old din of Tinakish Beis Rabban B'Teilim Bay. He doesn't understand why should children not be allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av. He says we know the chush is made, the children when they learn they don't usually do not have anah, they don't have enough from their learning. There's a musik of Tinak Abarachim Beis HaSefer. So if they're not getting anah, it should be mutter. Why does Rebbe hold the Tinakish and not allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av? And it could be maysif that, you know, by the it's a halacha psuka, any adult is not allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av. And we know that there are many adults who don't enjoy learning. It doesn't they don't experience the Mesam Chilev, and yet it's also for them to learn. How could there be an Isser for everyone to learn if it doesn't necessarily bring Simcha to everyone? Those are the Haris over here and this Braisa. So I was thinking that perhaps it could be Masberit like this. So in this din, that you're not allowed to learn Tisha B'Av because Tara being Simcha, I think there are really two different dinim in this Simcha of Limud HaTorah. There's one din Simcha, which is learned from this Pasuk of B'Kud Hashem Hashem Mesam Chilev, which is a Simcha Pnimis. This is a Simcha that when a person learns Tara, any Yid, no matter what madrega is on, when he learns a word of Torah, it brings a simcha to the neshama, a simcha to the lev. It's a pnimistika simcha we're not necessarily aware of. We're not always margish. We're not attuned to feeling that simcha. But there's a mitzias of simcha that the neshama of a yid is margish when he learns any chelik of Torah, whatever it is. That's one din of simcha, which is a simcha pnimis, a pnimistika simcha. But then there's another din simcha, which is more of a practical physical type of simcha. That's a simcha chitzanius, and that's the intellectual stimulation and intellectual hanam. When you learn something geshmak, you get a geshmak from the limud. It intellectually you feel a certain simcha. It's enjoyable, and that's a chitzanius tikka simcha. And those are two different types of simchas. The simcha pnimis everyone has, no matter what. The simcha chitzanis depends on the person and what he's learning. It's not necessarily always going to be there. So I think the reason why every single adult is asked to learn Tiran Tisha B'Av, even though he might not be enjoying it, is because even though on a superficial chitzanistic level he doesn't feel the simcha, but the tire is made, the simcha pnimis is there, his neshama feels the simcha, and for that reason it would be also for everyone to learn on Tisha B'Av no matter what. But yet we find that there's a heter dvarma rahim. Everyone agrees that dvarma rahim you could learn on Tisha B'Av. So what's the pshat in that? The pshat is that even though there's a simcha pnimis, even by dvarma rahim, even dvarma rahim have a simcha pnimis. It's tyre, it brings simcha to the neshama. But connected that simcha pnimis that you have, there's also a atzvis pnimis. There's a pnimis dika atzvis, which is caused when you learn dvarma rahim, when you learn sad things about the churban. It makes the neshama sad. Now it brings an atzus to the neshama because you think about these dvarim harayim, and that atzus pnimis, that pnimis dika sadness, is going to be mevatel. The simcha pnimis takes away from the simcha of mesam chilev, and therefore it would be mutter to learn that and Tisha B'Av because it takes away from that pnimis simcha that you have. Now, so therefore, Behuda Remer says, well, if that's mutter, so you could also learn makim shenaraga likra. So you want to learn something new. There's also a tsar involved in doing that. And that tsar that you have from learning something new will be mevatel the simcha pnimis of mesam chilev. That's shita zamer. What does Rabbi Yehuda hold? Why does Rabbi Yehuda not agree with that? Rabbi Yehuda says like this. He says, it's true that you have tsar when you learn something new, but that tsar that you have when you learn something new, that's not a pnimis dika tsar. That's not a tsar of the neshama. That's a chitzenis dika tsar. That's a intellectual tsar. It's difficult. It's hard. It's taxing on your brain. That's a chitzenis dika tsar. Mitzad yon neshama fakert. There's even greater simcha. You're being amal batar. It's difficult. It brings even a greater simcha to your neshama. So Zakt Reb Yehuda, he says, that's not going to be matted as a Talmud Tarn Tisha B'Av, because we're dealing with two different levels of tzar and simcha. The simcha that you have from learning something new is a simcha pnimis, that's a simcha of the neshama, but the tzar that you have is not a tzar pnimi, that's a tzar chitzani, that's a intellectual tzar, and a tzar chitzani can't be mevatel simcha pnimis. They're not on the same level, they're two different tracks, and one can't be mevatel the other, and therefore it's asa to learn something new, even though you have a chitzani stick of tzar, but that pnimis stick of simcha is not batel, and therefore it would be asa. Rameh holds that we're not mechalik. He says as long as there's a tzar together with a simcha, one is mevatel the other, and it's mutter, even though the tzar is a chitzani stick of tzar, and the simcha is a pnimis stick of simcha, it doesn't make a difference, one is mevatel the other, and that would be matad Issa Talmatara on Tisha B'Av. And I think that's the same machlek as they're having Legabi Tinakus Shabbos Rabban. When it comes to Tinakus, like the Taz was made, Taz says, Tinakus don't necessarily feel simcha when they learn Faket, they usually have Tsar. So why is it aser for them to learn on Tisha B'Av? Because even though they have a Tsar, that Tsar is a Chitzanis Dekat Tsar. They'd rather be playing, they don't want to learn, that's a Chitzanis Dekat Tsar. But Mitzad the Pnimis Dekat Simcha, Mitzad the Neshama, a Tinak has Simcha in Pikuri Hashem Shamas Amchilev, just like an adult, his Neshama is B'Simcha. And therefore, so Zakt Rabbi Yehuda says, you can't, that's not going to work. They can't learn on Tisha B'Av because their neshama is being margish to simcha, and even though they have tsar, but that tsar is a chitzonis tika tsar. It's a tsar chitzonis tika tsar. Can't be mevata a pnimis tika simcha, and therefore it would be awesome for them to learn. That's Rabbi Yehuda Lashitasa, who holds you're not allowed to learn davar she'enu raga likros b'ayi, because even though there's a tsar, but a chitzonis tika tsar can't be mevata the pnimis tika simcha. Mashenkin Rameir holds that tinaikis are allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av. Rameir is going Lashitasa that a tsar chitzani is mevata simcha pnimis, like he says by enuraga likrais, and therefore a tina could also learn, because even though he has a simcha pnimis, but there's a chitzani stick at tsar that happens when tinaikis learn, and one is mevata the other, and therefore it would be mutter for him to learn on Tisha B'Av. So it comes out that the side of the machlekes between Rameir and Rabbi Yehuda is really one yisite. The yisite is a chitzani stick at tsar mevatel a pnimis stick at simcha or not. Rameir holds that it is, and therefore you could learn Malkum Shenu Agil Likreis because there's a Chitzenis Dekatzar, and Tinakis could learn because they have a Chitzenis Dekatzar. Mashenkin Rabbeinu holds that a Chitzenis Dekatzar is not Mevatel Pnimis Dekasimcha, and therefore Tinakis are not allowed to learn because their Tzar is Chitzeni, and you can't learn Malkum Shenu Agil Likreis because that is a Tzar Chitzeni which is not Mevatel the Simcha Pnimis. But a Pnimis Deka Atzvas, a Pnimis Deka Tzar, everyone is Maskim is Mevatel, a Pnimis Deka Simcha, and therefore to learn Dvarim HaRoim, which brings the Tzar to the Neshama, that everyone agrees that would be Mutter, because that Tzar that's brought to the Neshama is Mevatel, the Simcha is brought to the Neshama, and that everyone agrees would be Mutter on Tisha B'Av, but to learn regular Divrei Torah without any Tzar at all would be Aser L'chuli Yama, whether you feel it or not, because even though Afagav D'ilo Chazi, Mazali Chazi, even though you might not feel it, but your Neshama feels it, your Neshama is Margish to Simcha, and that is the Simcha which is Aser on Tisha B'Av.